Hello, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. It's Lisa here. How are you?
I'm well, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Jamie, I just wanted to have a brief discussion with you in regards to the preliminary outlines that I've shared with you. By the way, did you get some time to review those?
I did. I sent something back.
I actually do not have access to that. Yeah, like,
okay,
you can make a comment,
great. That's okay. Let me find it, too.
Thank you very much for being online. I'm just trying to pull up the emails here to see what you've sent. By the way, what did you think about both the narrations? I mean, which one would you like to go move forward with?
You know, I mean, I would need more clarity on the process, but
okay.
I think both are strong. I
yes.
think when we spoke, one of the times that we spoke, you suggested that it would be more compelling as a, you know, fictionalized story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
That's fine by me. Yes.
Okay, perfect. But I like the one that the team provided for nonfiction as well. I mean, it's all about you. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
this is not going to be a huge book, okay? If we are moving forward with the nonfiction option, it's not going to be
mm-hmm.
like 300, 400 pages because obviously we do not want the readers or audience to, you know, get distracted or the book should not be dragged out, you know? We just want to provide precise, relevant information and at the same time keep it interesting and intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I feel if we move forward with the nonfiction book, this is going to be like 100 to 150 pages max, where we would talk about your life as an individual
mm-hmm.
and how you've been, you know, speaking about all of these things, how you've been experiencing things. Right now, I would recommend you to actually keep this outline as well for nonfiction. Maybe for your
mm-hmm.
second or third book, this would be good. You know, by that
okay.
time, people would know that you've already launched something. And then
mm-hmm.
they could, you know, get down to the reason why exactly are you talking about this particular topic. So I think it would be good to go if we move forward with a nonfiction book in the second or third attempt. For now, I think we
okay.
should move forward with fiction.
Okay, great.
Okay,
awesome.
All right. Now, I got mm-hmm. the document that you shared. Let me open that up. All right. Here it is. Okay, I see that you have made some changes to it.
I don't see the changes on here. Isn't that interesting? I mean, I know that I made changes, but
it's
reason, I'm not
of the track
that
changes
version.
Option. You need to click,
oh,
do you
okay.
see a red line on the left-hand side margin?
No, not on mine. So hold on, let me just do track changes and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I didn't save the version I sent, or I just sent it to James or something. Oh, God.
Yes, I believe so.
I thought I was
Sorry
so prepared. So prepared. Okay.
No problem at all. Okay. Now, I see that you've made two changes here. The first one is where you included a little bit of background about Eliza, both of her parents active as volunteers, dad in the criminal justice system and mom in the public school system and as an advocate for children in the court system. Okay, that's good. And I see the last comment in part four where you wrote a detailed feedback. I like the idea of having an underground hotline. In my actual experience, we did a survey of 100 professionals asking them to tell us about their gender abuse harassment issues in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
The stories
mm-hmm.
were atrocious. I can get that info, and then we produced a town hall where hundreds of people came and heard, wow, that is good. Many for the first
yes.
time, the stories of abuse. Okay, that's good. Like an AA
okay.
meeting, right?
Similar, but much larger. And I did get that information. I got the whole transcript from that.
Amazing.
Town hall.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
I'm going to need more information on this. Because
okay.
if you have cases, real life experiences that we can
mm-hmm.
use,
mm-hmm.
And just to keep our background covered, if you can also ask permission from them to use their stories. Obviously, we're not going to use their identifications, but we would like to use their stories and their experiences in the book. If you can do this, you're good to go.
Well, I can't because it was anonymous.
Okay. All right, then that doesn't matter. We do not require permission from them. If it is anonymous, we can definitely
yep.
utilize their experience. So, okay, we're good. We're covered on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All right. What information could you possibly have for this? I mean, is there any documented information that you can provide me?
Yeah. I mean, you mean with about the town hall thing? That's
yes.
what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
I'm talking about that? Okay, good. Yeah, I have a whole folder of info that I got. I can send you, I can upload to the whatever it's called, the portal,
mm-hmm.
some of the, you know, not to overwhelm you. I don't want to overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. But I could definitely send, like, the kind of the abbreviated script that we use, the
mm-hmm.
harassment story,
mm-hmm.
So you can see what all the work was based on.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's the plan. I'm going to have a discussion with the team. I'll let them know that we have some documented material
mm-hmm.
that we can utilize before moving forward with this particular outline, okay? Since it's a rough outline, I want them to review the material that you'll be sending in. Once they review that, if there are any amendments that we need to make to the characters that we have just described or the scenarios
mm-hmm.
or events of the book, the current flow of the book that we have, written down in the outline, it's a rough
yes.
outline. So let's, before moving forward with any written content of this existing outline, I would like to have a detailed evaluation done for all of the material that you are going to submit in. So my main
okay.
question is, how soon can you send that to me? And do not worry about overwhelming, send me everything, because the more the better, okay?
Okay. I have it up on my screen now, so I just have to pick, there's 8,000 versions, so I'll just pick the one that has the most in it, and I
yes.
will send that to you before the end of the day.
Perfect, perfect. That sounds like a plan. Thank you so much. Let me have that material. We'll review that
okay.
with the team together. If there are any additional questions, I'm going to get back to you. If there are no questions, I'm going to send you a finalized outline if there are any
okay.
changes or revisions that we have made. Once you confirm that this is the flow transition we require for the book, we'll move forward with the writing
mm-hmm.
itself. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Thank you so much for this.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I'll
All
come
right.
to the end of the day. Okay,
perfect,
thanks.
Perfect.
Take
All
care.
Right, thank
All
you.
Right.
Have a nice day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.